Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live. Today is April the 24th, 2018. I have a live show for you on this Tuesday. Looking forward to having the show with you. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. Just some informational, some administrative things that we got to take care of. The rest of the week, I will not be able to do a Tando Radio Show. I have friends and family that are coming into town, so I need to spend some time with them. And we'll be doing that, so I won't be able to have a show. Wise Wednesday, if Brother Davis is going to have Wise Wednesday, I'll have Wise Wednesday tomorrow. But Thursday and Friday, I will not be available to have the show, but we will pick back up on Monday and go through the whole week.
We'll continue moving forward.
A lot of things are going on that we need to talk about, a lot of things that we need to prepare for. So we're definitely going to do that.
Hey,
so
Dave,
before we get into today's go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, there will be a Tando Radio Show. I'll reach out to Ross and Jenna, see if they can take one of the days. If not, I'll take both the days.
So we'll have Tando Radio Show. And what I will do is that I know on the day that I definitely won't be able to is Friday. So I'll jump in. Well, Thursday I won't be able to definitely either. So, we'll reach out to those gents and see if they could do a Tando Radio Show, and then we'll do that. So looking forward to that. And I greatly thank Roz, Jenna, and all of you, and you, Scotty, for filling in from time to time for us, because just life has some things that you got to do. And so need to take care of some of those things. So very, very, very important. So let me see. All right. So everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Go to the website for this network and make a financial donation. Whatever it is, all donations, great and small, are greatly appreciated. If you would do that, it would definitely help this network stay on air and grow. So we need your overall support for this network to do what it's been doing, bringing you the information that it's been bringing you, and to grow and to blossom into even more. So please give some of your financial energy, make a donation to the network so that it can continue to do what it's been doing, because this is definitely a grassroots, meaning that it receives no corporate sponsors. It is actually created by the people and for the people. So the people have to support it. You being the people that listen to Tando Radio Show, share it with other people. Let people know about Black Talk Radio Network, Tando Radio Show, and others, and so that the network can continue to grow, okay? So you can also support the network by becoming a social media member in its social media platform known as BTR Community. BTRCommunity.com is where you can find it. For only $24 a year, you can become a member in the social media network, and you can engage in all of your social media activities. You won't have to worry about what the platform has been doing with your information, such as FedBook, Facebook, and they've been selling it and giving it out to everyone. We've been saying that for a while, and then all of a sudden this quarter, or just not too long ago, it all came out, and a bunch of people were surprised. Why are you surprised? If you listen to Tando Radio Show, you could not be surprised. We've been telling you that this was happening. You know, some people said, nah, that's over exaggeration. Now, you know, the individual that said that to me, that ass hat doesn't even question stuff anymore. So I like to say, you know, it's because it's a friend and a kind of a family member. So we go back and forth. But even that old knucklehead, and I like to call him the ass hat, he realizes that, hey, something's going on, Dave. And I'd be like, shut up, dummy. So definitely engage in social media with your social media activities through BTR Community, because you don't have to worry about anyone selling your identity, and you don't have to worry about as many of the adverse effects of that, someone coming in and looking at your profile to make determinations of all kinds of things that would otherwise you would rather keep private. And also, when you're posting on these platforms, be aware of what you're posting. Don't make it so easy. Okay? So, and not only that, keep private conversations private. Keep private issues private. Damn, I don't know why people got to justify their existence by making their life so open to the world. I'm an open book. What does that mean? What does that really mean? It means you need to really get a private life. So, definitely, you ain't doing nothing in life. Oh man, folks is real, real funny. But I don't want to get too far into that. But if you'd like to get in on the conversation today at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056. So support Black Talk Radio Network through BTR Community. Become a member. It has a free 30-day trial period. And then after that free 30-day trial period, it's $24 a year. So definitely do that, okay? So that will help the network. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, then go to Prosperity Mint and check out what's in inventory. Then send an email to info@prosperitymint and say, hey, I would like to acquire real money by transferring my paper worthlessness into real money. And that, even though you're not paid as a king and a queen or a lady and a gentleman, you could definitely save as one through Prosperity Mint. Make sure you email info@prosperitymint. Someone will get in contact with you, and that's because you're a listener of Tando Radio Show. There's some information that you need to be given about the overall buying process. Believe me, it's to your benefit. It won't be used for any sales or anything else, any sales calls or continuous sales calls or anything else. That's not what's going to happen, okay? So definitely do that. All right. So let's jump into – but before I do that, what was it that I wanted to remember to do for – what's in the news? So it's a couple of things. You know what? I just want to say for all of y'all, what's up, brother? Salute Brother Otis, I just want to say thank you to all of y'all that engaged in yesterday's show. Brother Otis, Scotty, L.A. Ramon, Mel, Thomas, Roz, and everyone else that engaged in that overall conversation. There was a couple of people that listened, and they were quite impressed with just some of the dialogue and some of the comments that you all were making in regards to the topic of the day. So greatly appreciated. You're making waves, and you are actually doing a lot of good service to a lot of people, and that's why it's so important here. This is a platform that we have. This is a platform that we need to protect. Scotty needs to protect it, and you need to protect it. And there's a relationship that we should always nurture within this space, because it's not just us. It's not really about us. It's really about who we can beneficially affect and to their own growth, okay, and best interest, so that they can see that. And I think that's what we do very, very well here, and so necessary. All of you are so critically necessary. So just want to say I absolutely appreciate you all, and definitely the direction that we're going. Let's keep that and build upon that even more. Okay, so let's jump into the news, and I haven't checked up on any news real quick before I do what's in the news. Let me just check up on some news things. I don't want to be caught off guard on some stuff that I think would be very, very important before we get into what's in the news and today's show. Let me just check up on some things to make sure, because I was really off of the grid today doing some things, and so I may have got behind. Some major events may have happened, and that we need to be talking about some breaking news. And always, if there's any other breaking news, for those of you that are in the chat room, definitely put that up. So, and if I see it, I see it. Or just come in and say, you know, the breaking news about some things. But I guess there, let me see, nothing. There's a couple of, Okay. So, all right, so we're going to jump into what's in the news. And we're going to move forward. Let me just say this real quick. Everything you're seeing in the Koreas, the setup for the summit with North Korea, hogwash. All the setup. I think something major. You see how, watch how that unravels, in my opinion. So, hope it doesn't, but. It, in my opinion, it definitely will. Okay, so today is the 24th, and we have a live show for you. And today's topic is going to be part two, Protect Your Neck. And, of course, as soon as I say that moves. Protect Your Neck, the firearms to consider for ownership. And so we're going to take a look at some of that. But we have to finish some of the stuff. Scotty said, isn't this part three? Actually, Scotty, you're right. It is part three. And because part one and two had to do with ammunition, yes, Scotty, this is part three. My bad. That's what I love. Always on tune and on point on everything. So, but I said it was part two from Protect Your Neck because there were some things that I didn't get to convey from yesterday's show. So I'm going to say it is part two, Scotty, from part one of Protect Your Neck from yesterday. Show. So we're going to play into, remember we were talking about the Waffle House shooter and everything else, and how I thought he was a Manchurian candidate, and we started to look at the Fusion Center in the Washington State Fusion Center and how they were using EMs to control people's minds and mind control. So we're going to finish that. Definitely need to do that. But all right, so let's get into today's show. First article, Rise posted the first article from Business Insider. An Australian defense official reportedly confirms China's desire for increasing military presence in the South Pacific. Yes, it's definitely going to be the case. Next article, I got this one from Twitter, and this is from Steve Herman's. And I guess he's a news personality. He says, and this is really, really important one. It says, and it was basically that Israel Public Broadcast reports CENTCOM commander general makes a secret and unprecedented visit to Israel. And I said this is probably around the next plans being put together, because Israel won't let Syria get Russians' S-300 missile defense systems without a major attack against Syria and Russia jointly. So that's what I see going on there, and that was huge, because that one is going to be the big fireworks show. And we're going to get into some of that, but let me get into what's in the news. Let me just say this, and I said this yesterday. They do not want now. It is already basically completely verified that the overall Friday the 13th attack on Syria was a failed mission. It was no mission that was accomplished. Well, I guess it was, because they just wanted to say they did something, but they were completely ineffective and inefficient, because 75% of everything that they put up in the air was actually shot down. 75% of what the U.S. used was actually shot down. Verified. Probably even more than what the Russians had said. Was intercepted, and yes, some of it did get through. And let me tell you, that is because the overall air defense systems that they were using, the Russian air defense system that they were using, is some of it is from the Vietnam era with some upgrades on it. Imagine when they get the S-300. Now, the S-300 system is not the latest system that the Russians have. I believe they have the S-700 or 800 that is probably around the strategically important areas in Russia. But the S-300 system in itself totally annihilates Israel's military, air force. Definitely minimizes. Well, it won't minimize their nuclear capability, because one of the things that they could do with the nukes, well, it does. Because one of the things that they have to do with their nukes now is that their nukes could actually be possibly targeted with the S-300 system, meaning that they are no longer militarily relevant in the Middle East. Because here's how that system works. The S-300 system can now shoot down Israeli jets in Israeli airspace, because what Israel has been doing is they've been using going into Lebanon and using their airspace to start their attacks, and Syria couldn't actually intercept those missiles or those aircraft in Lebanon because they couldn't reach. Now the S-300 system, oh, it goes into East Israel, deep into Israel. So now, what does that mean? That basically means that they're ineffective now. Now they go back to numbers. Boots on the ground, and Israel can't deal with boots on the ground. They got to have air superiority. So I definitely see that the U.S. and Israel are probably coming together on how they're going to attack Russia and Syria for delivering of the S-300 system. And I think the delivery of the system is going to be relatively quickly. So let me just see. I need to go through some of this, and then we'll get to what's going on. So I don't want to spend too much time on this. It's a very, very important part of what's going on in the world. Next article I posted from Times of Israel. Commander verified the tweet. Commander of the U.S. troops in Israel for unprecedented secret meetings with Israeli military. Next article I got from Times of Israel again. Top Iranian government official. Pull this up real quickly, because this publication doesn't give the short version of the article. I don't think it's going to let me pull it up. Oh, man. Okay, here we go. Top Iranian official says, we'll choose the time and place to strike Israel. We're going to do it, but we're going to pick the time and place because, in my opinion, the S-300 system is coming in by way of the Iranian military and aircraft bringing it in, as well as the Russian military, Navy, and airlifts. And believe me, in order for Israel to attack that, that's all-out war with Russia. Don't think it's going to happen. It's about to get ugly. They got a choice to make. They got a choice to make. And what that choice is, how do they start this overall major, major, major global war? Who better to start it than Israel? Always have, always will. So check out that article that was there. Iranian said, hey, we're gonna strike back at Israel on our terms. And I thoroughly, thoroughly believe them in that assessment, that they are definitely going to do that, and they're going to do it only on their terms. I guess there was actually, and I'm going to try to pull up some of the information on the commercial break, there was actually a drone attack on a Russian airbase in Syria, and all of the drones were intercepted. So this thing every day, man, this thing continues to grow, even though they're not talking about it here, and because the actual ideal of it all is to keep you as naive and unaware of what's going on so you won't be prepared. So that you won't be prepared. So let me, my computer is, I made a mistake here, and so now it's taking its sweet time. Okay, cool. So now, next article from the Israeli Times, and this one comes from Russians said to warn of catastrophic results if Israel strikes the S-300 system. So Russia is saying if you try to attack the S-300 system, and why that's so important is that in the S-300 system, that means that there's going to be their Russian troops, their Russian technicians teaching the Syrian military how to use it. So that would mean it would be a direct interdiction into Russia. Next article, Rise posted this from NPR.org. Suspected pirate boarding Dutch cargo ship. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Your News Wire. California bans parents from pulling kids from obscene LGBT sex ed classes. And this is atrocious. If you haven't seen this one inside of Tando Radio Show, take a look at this. And this needs to have a show of its own. California is about to implement compulsory new abortion and homosexual promoting sex education classes that encourages children as young as six to question their sexual orientation and gender identity while teaching them how to use a range of vegetables as sex toys and promoting a sexual practice. And this picture is of two young people. It appears to be two young people with a teacher with a sex toy, using the sex toy while she has her clothes on, giving, man, it's just ridiculous. So they're basically saying that the parents will not be able to pull their children from that. I wish you would. No, I don't wish you would. But if you did, you have a problem with me. Major. You, that teacher, all of that. You can't pull your kid out. Boy, what? Woo, boy. Let me pull this article up real quick. And I put NWCD. No words could describe This was on your Newswire. Let me pull this up real quick. And I think that this needs to be, because all of this is part of the fascist system that's coming on, and this really needs to be talked about, in my opinion. California is about to implement a new compulsionary new abortion and homosexual promoting sex education class that encourages children as young as six to question their sexual orientation and their gender identity, to question it, while teaching them how to use a range of vegetables as sex toys and promoting a sex act as normal. For the adults, you know what I mean. California enacted the California Health Use Act in 2015. But not only is it a controversial provision starting to take effect in classrooms, under the auspices of health, the law says it can equip students to develop healthy attitudes. That's where it all ends. You full of it, California, and anybody that tried to put this together. I don't care what you say, I don't have to obey. Nor do I have to obey, I won't obey. And not only that, there's a line that has to be drawn on everything, in my opinion. So the article goes on to healthy attitudes on gender and sexual orientation, among other things. It also says it will inform students about the effectiveness of safety of all FDA-approved contraceptive methods. This is the depopulation program. And facilitate objective discussions about parenting, adoption, and abortion. Who the are they to know anything about and to tell you what needs to go on unless you're a slave of theirs? Red State contributor Davis, a resident of Orange County, California, warns that among the teaching material approved for use under this law are guidelines for the transgender children's book, I Am Jazz, as well as a sexual health toolkit. This is obscene and just straight heterosexual. The obscenity is the manipulation and the exploitation and the pedophile agenda of the schools. That's what's obscene. Life News reports that this toolkit, funded in part by George Soros' Connected Tide Center, offer kids tips. And there's a reason why they are, and this is why I always say children, I had to go back to kids. There's a reason why they call them kids, because a kid is a baby goat, and a goat is the overall symbolic representation of the satanic cult movement. That's why they look at young people as kids. Stop calling your children kids. It's a baby goat. Why isn't saying calling kids just as offensive as calling a female dog? But this is even worse, because it follows a demonic ritual practice that goes along with it. This is why pedophilia is so big, because we blindly participate in this stuff. Offers, and it says a different word, the three-letter word, it offers children tips on using sex toys and anal lubrication, and defines anal intercourse, phone sex, and other more common sexual behaviors. It teaches that abstinence and virginity can mean engaging in the variety of sexual activities, but stopping short of intercourse. What's their agenda there? Yes, they want you to. We don't even realize that they want you to teach that they, abstinence is what they want. It's like it's a moral thing. It's actually amoral. And it's actually immoral. Because it's appropriation. But see, they've made everything so obscene and. Wow. Let me tell you, every deal you make with the devil is a twisted contract. That's elegant in presentation and demonic in results. This is the depopulation program. Yeah, just don't. No, you don't need to have sex. You can do it with toys and everything else, and then you can go off into, you know, doing other things that will prevent you from getting pregnant, because they don't want people on this planet. They can't control. They're afraid of losing control of the ones they already have. This is the overall agenda of depopulation: is to maintain control. Lower populations is easier to control even more. More populations, that means there's more people like you all that listen to Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network, and don't buy their bull. Don't obey their laws. Don't consider them any form of authority, but consider them who they really are. They're nothing more than a demonic racketeering organization of organized crime. And they lived a punk life. Man, article continues. What if you don't have time or money to buy sex toys? The guys ask on page C51. Then you can use vegetables. Just remember to use a condom. It teaches that one of the cons of abstinence from all sexual activity is that it requires motivation, self-control, and communications of both parties. They're destroying the family. The toolkit also lists the resources for Planned Parenthood. Yes, come and let us depopulate and use the overall. Oh, man. You see why the food has been tainted, and why the food is so toxically saturated in genetically modified hormones to change the overall hormonal pattern of everyone. So I'm not going to go on further in this. You need to read this for yourself and educate your children on what the heck is really going on. This is debauchery. And as for me, I'll never obey. I'll never compromise. I'll never even listen. I'll hear you, but I won't listen. And I will use all the energy that I have to utterly defeat you and destroy you. Because there's no greater call to maintain our species than to dismantle those that would have dominion over it. Dominion is nothing godly. Excuse me, it is godly. It's nothing that the great creator. Godly is what man has created. Men create gods. And when you look at and open your eyes to what a god is. It's a deity that man has created, absent of the great creator's hands or the great creator's intentions. It's man's intentions. Oof. Getting bad, y'all. Next article. Rise posted this one from Reuters. China fails to get India support for Belt and Road ahead of summit. Yeah, that's going to be major problem. Great article there, Rise. Great article. Great. That's a lot that's there and very important. That's the whole Silk War Belt, One Belt, and the overall war itself is all part of that. Next article, I got this from Press TV. U.S. has sent 5,000 trucks of arms to Syria, the Turkish president said. Check out that article. Next article from Natural News. Yes, sex slave cults are real. And another Hollywood actress just got arrested for allegedly helping run one. It's all through that overall town. And yes, this stuff is real and it's all in the schools. Check out that article. Next article from Natural Society, Kidney Cleanse, 22 foods for kidney health. Check out that article. And Scotty said, hey, Dave, ain't this part three? Man, he said, isn't this part three? Next article. Taz posted this from New York Times. Are GMOs food safe? Heck no. That would use something else. And replace. Great article tag. And he says, New York Mockingbird, wider adoption of genetically engineered, especially in African and Asian countries that still spawn the technology, could greatly increase the food supply in areas and climates where changes will increasingly require that crops grow in dry and salty soils and tolerate temperatures extremes. Well, let me tell you, we are very, very true. Taz, and this is the thing, you know, if you go back to the overall creation of how the collective cooperation of the ecosystem, you don't have those food problems. You don't have the problem of having to regenerate the overall minerals back in the ground. You don't. It does it naturally. The planet does it naturally. Man has damned the overall waters so that they don't flood and flow the way that they should naturally. This is all a part of the demonic agenda of subjugation and control. That's why they call it a dam. Damn man. So check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this from Reuters. Syrian government plans to retake North Homs from rebels. Check out that article. It's going to really, really jump off. Next article tag, posted this one from Washington Post, and it didn't come up, so you would have to actually click on it. And it says, inside the secret U.S. stockpile. Inside the secret U.S. stockpile meant to save us all in a war, in a bioterrorist attack. Check out that article. It kind of came up. I'm going to try to check that out later on. Great article. And next article, Rise, we posted this one from USA Today. Retiring broke. More than half Americans are at risk of it happening. No, it's not half Americans. It doesn't matter. There will be no retirement. And then this whole economic system is going to crash. And guess what? Everybody that's in cash is going to be, don't care if you have millions, you're going to be a broke millionaire. If you have billions in cash, you'll be a billionaire with cash, a broke billionaire with cash, because they won't accept that anymore. Next article, Rise posted this one from BCC, and he said, cyber wars, ransom infest UK government sites, all going everywhere for the big one. One second. Next article, Let me just tag posted this one from Sputnik News. Turkey gold repatriation. Sign of things to come as U.S. dominant dominant monetary system. Yep, very, very true. So that's what's in the news. So we're going to jump into, if any time you'd like to jump in the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring it up. That overall school stuff is atrocious. Atrocious. And this is why I think it's so important for us to take control of our young people, because they don't care about, if once you're over 32, they don't really care about you. They love the blood of the youth. They love the blood of the youth. So, and there's a lot of things that they're using as propaganda. And what they're always doing is they're trying to use what's cute, what's faddish. The heroes that they told you you're to worship, the guys that they were told you to put in front of you, what you call leaders. Nothing more than the demigods. And it's always been a part of society. Thing is, how are you going to respond to it? So, okay, so we're going to jump into one. I want to finish up some things from yesterday real quick, and then how much time we got? Okay, and then jump into today's show, because we need to take a look at some firearms but what was it? It was a couple of things. I want to go back to yesterday's show when we were talking about the fusion centers. Let me pull that article back up, because we got to finish that. In my opinion, very, very, very important, because of what's using. In my opinion, that's what the Waffle House shooter was all about. Because remember, he was going along the power lines and everything else. They lost him in the power lines. Because why was he going in the power lines? Well, if you read this article from Muckruck, it tells you why he was going in the power lines, because he possibly was being controlled, mind control. EMs were being used against him. So where we left off is, here it goes. It said, what could this be? What do EMs stand for, and what is it doing to the human body? So I opened it up and I took a look, and what they have is a female body. And it says, EMs, forced memory blank inducing actions, erroneous actions. So it can does mind control from there. It also induces changes to hearing, both apparently direction and volume, and sometimes even content. This is where people start hearing voices, or they hear a sharp tendonitis sound in their ears, or they don't hear at all. They use it for whatever they want. EMs could also affect sudden violent itching inside of the eye. Inside eyelids. This is where people go crazy. Y'all remember Scanners? Some of you old heads like me, y'all remember that movie Scanner, where people, they would be shaking and stuff, their brain would blow up and everything else? That was EMs. Electromagnetics. That's what that was. Next one. It was, forced manipulation of airway, including external controlling and controlled force of speech. They can have someone all of a sudden not be able to speak because they don't want them. They don't want them to hear. I mean, they don't want them to say what they've been. What the system doesn't want them to say, or what the agenda doesn't want them to say. Now, so many people say, "Well, how can you go up against this? Why wouldn't you want to?" Because what's the alternative? Coward? Surrender? How can you beat them? I guess you can't, coward. It kills me. Well, yep. Got your punk butt. You scared. Scared means unprepared, and scared means that you are into self-mutilation. And you cry about everything. Cry about everything. Next one. Wily racing heart without cause. Why? Because the heart is an electrical organ. All of the major organs are electrical. Your whole body is. Remotely inducing violent rash itching without preference for hard-to-reach areas, often during delicate or messy work. Next one. Force nudging of arms during delicate or messy work, causing injury or spills. They can actually cause you to drop something. And this is also done through some of their sonic weapons, because it sends off a frequency, and that frequency hits you and can make you ill, can make you violently ill, can make you go into grand mal seizures, can cause you to vomit, can cause your body to not be able to move. It can kill you. It can cause your organs to explode. It can overload. It can stop your heart. And it says special attention to the genitalia areas. You can imagine what they're doing there. Okay? Intense general pain or hot needles on sensitive areas. Also, while feigning spells, hard to reach itching. And what happens with all of this? Well, sudden you think the person is crazy. Also, some of the other things: control dreams, reading and broadcasting thoughts. You start telling everything you think. Man, maybe they hit me with that because I'd be telling a lie, huh? I'm just playing. Microwave hearing. Artificial tinnitus. Forced movement of the jaws and chattering of the teeth. Sound like a lot of stuff in movies, huh? That's why I don't watch those darn things. There's nothing that movies ever offer me, because it is the demonic silver screen. And that's one bad thing about silver, is that silver has a lot of beneficial properties, but under the wrong hand, silver can intensify the poisons of the real dope man. To be enhanced by silver. So that's why I don't watch their movies. So those are some of the things that it has. And it says EM stands for electromagnetic. What you are looking at here is psychoelectronics weapons that use electromagnetics to do a wide variety of horrible things to people, such as reading or writing your mind, causing intense pain, rigor mortis, and causing you to scratch and to itch. Now, to be clear, the presence of these records, which are not created by the fusion system and are not government documents, yes, they are, should not be seen as evidence. Hold on one second, everyone. Got to do something really quickly. Someone's at the door. Give me one second. Sorry, you all. Okay, so get back to that article. So so let me finish where it is. So now, to be clear, the presence of these records, which were not created by the Fusion Center and not by government documents, should not be seen as evidence that the Department of Homeland Security possess these type of devices. Yes, they do. Or even that such devices actually exist. Yes, they do. Which is kind of unfortunate, because microwave hearing is a pretty cool line of technology to say out loud. And then, so what it has in here What it has in here is the actual mind control mapping system of how they do that. What's going on, Keith? And it shows how they're using towers, microwave vehicles, microwaves themselves, and everything else as part of this overall program. So I say that for this reason, because when we took a look at earlier this week or over the weekend with the Waffle House shooter, if you listen to what we're saying, and that they lost him by the power lines. And for me, that was like a clear Manchurian candidate possibility. And they were telling you it all, especially when you know that they have this type of technology and they use this type of technology, it makes all the sense in the world. So I think there's going to be a lot of Manchurian candidates around. So it's definitely something that we need to be considering and seeing, and I think that is important, and I say that for this reason. I think that everyone that listens to Tando Radio Show should properly protect themselves from these type of Manchurian candidates. There's a buddy that I have, and, you know, he can carry a firearm. I told him to stop hanging around me without his firearm. We never know what could happen. And I would suggest you all that are capable of doing that, you should, in today's world. Now, let me just say one thing about carrying a firearm. That means that you can't get into trouble. People can cuss you out. People can have all of the – can do you wrong, cut you off, and step on your sneakers and do all types of things to you, and you have to ignore it. You got to be mature enough to walk away from it. You also should carry yourself in a way that you're not looking for any kind of confrontation, because when you carry a firearm, your days of fighting are over. It goes from fighting from the shoulders to a gunfight, because if you carry a gun, you can't get into a fight. Nor should you ever, ever, ever want to. Regardless of what your mood is. And you have to know you. If you're one of those hotheads and everything else, probably not good for you to carry a firearm. You don't have the right temperament for it. Don't really see it happening. You have to be extremely mature, because there needs to be a lot of discretion when to use that firearm. And to discretion to get yourself out of situations. I know for my friends and I that do carry firearms, you would never, ever, 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 ever even know. Never, ever, ever even know. Because we avoid all forms of confrontation. I know, because I've been there with some of my friends where we were at places and things start to go awry, we gone out of there. We not nosy to see what's going to happen. We not trying to find. We out. Don't want none of that problem. So we move on. And definitely, it would also kind of change the people you hang out with too. You know, a lot of you knew that from me being in law enforcement years ago in my youth. At that time, I couldn't hang with any hotheads, because of this main reason, because I never knew what kind. I couldn't hang with any hotheads because I couldn't afford for them to actually instigate problems. Couldn't afford it. Didn't want any part of it. And I think that's the same thing. A firearm is a tool to protect yourself, your family, and someone else as a last resort, so that that individual can stop, so that you can neutralize the potential of great bodily harm or death to someone else. That's it. It's not a get back at the significant other that you're mad at or anything. None of that stuff. None of that at all. So it's extremely important, extremely important that you do a self-evaluation. And I would say that it's probably behoove of you, before you even consider carrying a firearm, is if you're mature enough to handle it. Because it comes with great responsibilities. Because once you employ that firearm, your whole life changes. And here it becomes a real, real difficult problem. For the first time in your life, you may have a second to decide in a lifetime to ponder.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
To your point about being mature, I learned that lesson the hard way about being mature and firearms. One of my older cousins, he about 5 years older than me, he was doing something to me that I didn't like. And it's a bunch of guns in the house. So, and I was about maybe 13 years old. I pick up the shotgun. I knew it wasn't loaded, but he didn't know it wasn't loaded. And my cousin got real scared and locked himself in the bathroom. Then our uncle, it wasn't his father, but our other uncle, came to the house when he heard what I had done and took the shotgun and took the butt of the shotgun and hit me in the stomach with it because of what I had done and what could have happened. So I learned that lesson the hard way.
Wow. Yep. Man, Scotty, yes. Yes. Scotty, you learned that lesson the hard... Yes, Scotty, because Scotty's uncle did the... I'm telling you, did the right thing. Because he knew that Scotty was mature enough and that he could learn this lesson from that, and that would send the greatest message to him. He knew. But yeah, it comes with a lot of responsibility. So, but what we're going to do, we're going to go into a commercial break. If you have any questions or comments, I see we got Jenna. Hold on. When we come out of the commercial break, I'll go to you. Then we're going to look at some practical firearms for first-time buyers or first-time firearms that could be appropriate. Then we'll look at some for some of you that are more advanced in that. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. Number is 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And for those of you that are slump rocks, then you might also want to maybe not engage in carrying a firearm. Wouldn't you say that's true, Key?
I would.
Slump rocks? What was that character on?
Slept Rock.
Slept Rock. Slept Rock. All right, so listen, we got a caller in queue. We got my man Jenna in queue. Want to let him sound off. Welcome, Jenna, to Tando Radio Show. What say you, brother? Jenna, you there? Okay. Jenna, whenever you get a chance, you can unmute yourself and then jump in. Should be okay, I guess we won't. All right, so we're going to move on. Jenna, whenever you get a chance, jump in. Let me see if I'll mute him. Maybe he'll hear me, and then he can unmute. Jenna, you there? All right. So... we're going to go ahead. So what I want to do is that because I know that there are some people that have more actual experience with firearms, and some of you are maybe first time. I want to first look at some firearms that are inexpensive, Well, that's relative, but some practical firearms for people that don't have a lot of firearm experiences. In the first couple of shows on this topic, we talked about the rounds. In today's world, I'm going to just say this. The rounds are more important than the firearm itself because of the technology of the rounds today do so much more. So much more. But now we want to look into some of the platforms for those of you that are thinking about acquiring firearms. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, because no, I don't know it all and everything else, I don't try to present myself that way. But I also do know some things because of my whole life experience. My whole adult life has been around firearms and defensive and offensive firearms my whole adult life. So learned a couple of things. And actually I've done a couple of things in that way. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely do that. And then Brother Davis is there. Brother Davis, before we get going, hot and heavy in there, if you wanted to jump in, then definitely do that as well. I see you in queue if you wanted to or when you get a chance, Brother Davis. Okay? All right. So what I want to talk about and you know, from the other class with when we talk about home protection, and I had said that when it comes to a firearm, you want to be able to at least have all of the adults in your home be able to use a firearm in an effective way to protect themselves. Because if what happens if you have a firearm and you're the only one that's there, let's say you're the man of the house, you're the only one that's there, and then so you wanted to go with the real macho, you know, ego driven firearm, you want to get a big kind of 45 or a 50 caliber, you wanted a Desert Eagle and all this other stuff, and then you know you may have that. Yes, it's an effective tool. It can neutralize someone, definitely can, definitely will, but is that appropriate and is that prudent for your case if you have a family at home? Because what if you're not at home and someone breaks into your home or your children or your family is threatened and you're not there. And the firearm that's there is one that they can't even effectively squeeze the trigger on. Notice I didn't say pull a trigger. Pulling the trigger means you miss. They can't effectively utilize or employ that level of protection. And then what happens? That firearm may be taken from them and used against them. So when it comes to firearms, you have to be extremely practical for your situation. And I always say one of the things that I've learned in my early youth, professional youth, is that you never, ever, ever go faster than the slowest person in your group. So you never ever want to advance yourself past the slowest person in your group. Meaning, what if you have a young daughter that's of age, but she's smaller stature, she can't handle a Desert Eagle, a 50 cal Desert Eagle. So you shouldn't have that as a practical means of defense for the family there. You should move in something that she can manipulate, get on target, and be effective with. And this is the key, and one of my things that I always say with some of my clients is that it's not one or two rounds that you are going to be using to defend yourself. You're actually using every round that you have at your disposal. So if you have two magazines, then you have to be able to deploy up to 32 rounds, depending on what the magazine size, effectively and efficiently. Because every shot matters. Every shot counts. Some people get firearms in the overall caliber of that firearm is so big that they only have a chance at hitting something with their first shot. That's not effective home defense. That's ego-driven. But every person can develop into having shooting to their overall proficiency in shooting. They can go from a novice to being an expert to where your young, smaller stature daughter can now handle a Desert Eagle 50 caliber handgun if she employs all of the right techniques. She'll be able to do it. A smaller stature person will be able to handle a larger caliber. So, but you have to grow to that. So with that being said, I want to go over some of the things that for initial. So let's say you're buying a firearm for the first time. And some of the ones in the actual firearms, not the overall rounds, because last time we looked at the rounds, I gave you some insight on where to buy some of the rounds. I posted that there and some of the real good rounds. So let's, in my opinion, the firearm that people should start off with, if it's their first firearm, a 9mm is perfect. A 22 is good as well. And let me just say something about 22s. 22s actually are more destructive than most people think. A 22 round is so highly effective because it has very little recoil. Most people can get that on target and be able to hit that target. That's defending yourself, being able to hit your target. Scaring your target with loud noises and everything may not work, because what if you come up against someone that has a firearm as well? The loud noise, if they're trained, ain't gonna scare them. Now you got a problem. So getting your rounds on target to neutralize your threat is the key. The 9mm, to me, is, in my opinion, is one of the first things that a family should be looking at in a handgun as a defensive measure. And you remember, it's so funny that we talk about this real quick. Remember last week we were talking about a shotgun and having that as an effective in everything else, and I said a handgun is more practical. Well, the Waffle House shooting displays just that. One of the things about a long barrel rifle, such as a defensive tool such as a shotgun or a AR or MP4, is that because it's so long, if you don't know how to actually deploy it, then that way you're actually going to expose yourself to someone being able to take that from you. And guess what happened in the Waffle House? That's exactly what happened. Thank goodness he wasn't trained on how to do it. Thank goodness they didn't tell him with the EMs, the mind control, how to respond to that person trying to grabbing that firearm. Thank goodness he didn't know what to do. So, a handgun is very, very practical in today's world. So, and I would suggest a 9mm handgun. And some of the 9mm handguns that I would suggest as the overall platform, I think is very, very important for us. If you're going to get a firearm, to get one that is a reasonably good platform or brand. And if you do that, yes, there's differences in how they work. There's, you know, there's hammers, there's strike fire weapons, meaning it's no hammer that falls, is all striker fire, is struck from within the encasement of the built of the gun, which is really, really good. That's very, very important for areas that where you may be outside and dirt to get in, because if you get enough dirt in a handgun that has a hammer, then the overall trigger mechanism won't work. The hammer mechanism won't work because it has too much dirt. With a striker fire one, there's no hammer, so there's no dirt to impede the overall nomenclature of the gun, the functioning of the pistol. Very, very important. So some of the ones that I would suggest, some of the popular ones are Glocks, Glock 17s, Glock 19s. There's all kinds of, there's Beretta, some of the ones you Berettas. I actually prefer Berettas because of the durability of the overall platform. The oldest gun manufacturing company in the world, and they were actually is done. The Jesuits are the ones that actually put Beretta together. That's why it's been around so long and it's been such an effective and efficient weapon. So their weapon systems on that are you know, really good. There's also there's also Smith and Wesson. There's Smith and Wesson. There is there's Colt. There's F and H. There's HK, which is a really good but very, very pricey. You have SIGs, very, very good weapon systems. There's Striker Fire. There's Walter's Arms, which one that I definitely prefer. Striker Fire firearm, very good trigger mechanism on it, very easy to shoot. So there's a lot of different brands. But I would definitely say I would definitely go with some of the more popular brands, but there's also a brand called CZUSA. CZUSA, they make some great, great handguns that are relatively priced much lower than other ones, and they are very effective handguns. I remember when they first came out, they were running around $200 and $300, and they had the same quality in the build as some of the higher, more recognizable brands. They've come up a little bit, but they're still great, great firearms to use as home protection in. And so that's it, and it's really good. Now, when it comes to the different brands, here's what is very, very important. You have to get a firearm that feels good in your hand. You don't buy, like, generally, you know, most people that like Glocks hate Beretta, and people that like Beretta hate Glocks. Me, I always preferred a Beretta, but I actually like using Glocks for some things. And one of the reasons why I like using Glocks, because it is probably the most interchangeable fire handgun that you have out there. There's so many accessories. You can change the barrel. You can change the slide. The barrel is actually the threading where the round is spun to go out. And the slide is what moves the barrel back and forth and actually moves the overall firing mechanism from firing to resetting and actually taking a round out of the magazine. That's the slide. You can get slides that are lighter because they drill out parts of the metal. So many things that you can do with Glocks. You can put flash suppressors on it. You can multi-use them. You can use a... with Glock, you can have the ability to have a 460 rolling round and be able to use a 460 rolling round. That 460 rolling round is a huge round. It can kill a bear, a grizzly bear. That overall round, just with one shot, is that powerful. It can stop a bear and it can stop a wild pig. And then with that same barrel, you can shoot a 45 through it. Okay, so it's multi-purpose, but you can't shoot a 460 rolling round through a 45 barrel. You'll blow up the barrel. Your gun will blow up, and you don't want that to happen because the barrel is too much pressure, and the barrel's not big enough for that round, and that all of that pressure is going to cause an explosion. But you can use a 45 round through that 460 barrel. So what does that do? That gives you more options for your overall weapon system. All of these, and that's one of the great things about Glock, is that you can accessorize them to the hilt. You can put red dots on them. You can put scopes on them. You can have real. You can have magazines, 100 round magazines that are set up for the Glock. Glocks are the multi-purpose and the most versatile, one of the most versatile brands in the firearms industry. That's why they're so popular. But to me, a Glock feels like a 2x4 in your hand. So it's not, for a lot of people, it's not comfortable. So comfort is very, very, very important when it comes to the firearms. Beretta is a like I said, is the oldest gun manufacturer in the world. It's been around since the 1500s. They make some of the best firearms in the world. They last forever. The only thing is that you just got to take care of them. The military just went from Glocks to from Berettas to SIGs, and I thought they made a mistake because the military didn't take care of the Berettas that they had. If they just had took care of the Berettas that they had, the 92 Fs that they had, they were the last. They were in the military since the 80s, the early 80s, and they could have kept going on forever. Those, and I know this for a fact, of all of my years of shooting, there was a Beretta that I had that I probably put over, 25,000 rounds through. 35,000 rounds through, and it never had a misfire, ever. I never had a misfire with that overall platform. That's the reliability that you want. Now, a Beretta is going to cost a little bit more, but you're paying for quality. You don't have to worry. I never, ever, ever, ever questioned if my overall Beretta was going to work in the time that I needed it to work for whatever the cause that I needed it to work for. Even if it was dirty, I dropped it or whatever, it was durable, it was tough, it was going to work. Same thing with Glock, but I thought the durability of the Beretta was far exceeding of the Glock. Now the Beretta does require more protection because of how the gun works, the slide, so it can get open to dirt and everything else. So you want to protect that. That was the only thing that you definitely wanted to do. So Beretta are good guns. Some of the ones that they have now that are good, they're relatively cheap, they're reasonable. You can look at some of the Beretta. The 92 Fs are going to be kind of expensive, but they have some, the PX Storms, the Beretta PX4 are great, great weapons in the combat and in the regular PX4. It's called PX4 Storms. Those firearms are really, really good. For me, one of the reasons why I always like Beretta was because the trigger is for an individual that is going to go from where they want to use it. They are actually going to fire their weapon on someone to, at the last minute, they say, no, I don't have to do it anymore. So that's one of the great things in how the Beretta works. Its trigger and its safety system is really, really, really good. And that platform, you can shoot so many different rounds. And one of the things about the firearms, why that's so important, is getting good quality firearms, because not all firearms will cycle or shoot all forms of ammunition. Beretta and Glocks will definitely fire pretty much every manufactured bullet that there is. Because you have different steel casing bullets, brass casing bullets. I would say don't shoot steel casing bullets through your overall firearms unless you have to, because it just puts too much wear and tear on your gun. You want to use brass. Look for brass rounds, and a lot of people don't know that about their firearms. Be careful of the ammunition that you're feeding it. It could actually damage your firearm because there's so much pressure that's being used and implemented there, so you definitely want to be mindful of that. But the Beretta PX4 Storm are great, great firearms, and they come in different calibers: 9mm, 45, 40 caliber, and I think that they are going to be making they don't have it in a 380. Okay, so I would definitely say, for starting off, for someone buying a Beretta 9mm PX Storm, a novice can learn how to shoot that and do very, very well. And that overall platform and that firearm is very, very forgiving. One of the good things about that particular brand is that it has a rotating barrel, so it takes some of the recoil away from the shooter, so it never transmits that recoil into the shooter. It actually goes into rotating that barrel. So that's just some of the ingenuity. It's not new ingenuity, but it is something that Beretta put into their firearms, and it works like a charm. I know. I've actually employed them. And the overall recoil is much, much less, and that is very significant with new shooters. is to be able to control the recoil from the caliber or the round that they're using. Okay? Very, 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 very important. So Beretta is a good one. Also, SIG is a great, great brand of a firearm. It's another. It's a striker fire weapon, meaning it doesn't have a hammer. Glock is a striker fire as well. It doesn't have a hammer where you could cock the hammer, and then because when it's a striker fire, but they do have SIG. Some SIGs have hammers. Some of them have striker fires, but Glock definitely does. Now, SIGs are really good weapons, very, very reliable. The U.S. military dropped the Beretta and went to SIG, and it was a competition between Glock and Beretta and SIG for the military contract. They went with SIG, but I thought that they shouldn't have done that, and I guess they're starting to have some problems with it as well. I would have never, ever, ever went away from Beretta. No need to fix something that's not broken. They just needed to take care of the Berettas that they had. They didn't do that. The military did not do that. That was the biggest problem. If you don't take care of any of these platforms, they're going to break down over you over years. So the SIG, SIGs are a little much more expensive. But definitely you want to try that out to see how it fits in your hand. That is one of the keys to purchasing a firearm, is how it fits in your hand. So let me just take a break real quick here, and let me go to Brother Davis because I think he's in queue, and I don't want to keep him waiting. Brother Davis, you there?
Always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Always good to hear the voice of a friend. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
I mean, you have a very insightful show as usual. I'm hoping people are getting this information. One of the things that Dave points out is that he's telling you the difference between a barrel and a hammer and what they call a recoil.
A striker fire.
A striker fire, yeah. One of the things that is unique about a striker fire is after you load that round and shoot it off, it automatically feeds into the magazine. It's empty. You must keep that in mind.
Right.
Understand how I say that. When it ejects the shot, the casing of the round you just shot, it's automatically feeding another live round into that chamber. So you can't,
right,
for 1 minute think that you have to do something before you pull that trigger again. If you pull that trigger again, you're letting off another live round.
Right, Brother Davis.
I wanted to add that too. And another thing I wanted to add was, listen, we fail to realize that when, especially new users, there is an exhilaration that comes with a gun. Some people think it gives you an authority. It doesn't give you an authority. This exhilaration has cost a lot of lives, because you have to understand, guns are designed for one thing and one thing only. They're designed to kill. Your mindset is what really is the controlling factor. But make no mistake, when you buy a weapon that literally discharges a projectile at a speed so fast that you cannot see it, it can only do one thing, and that is kill. So you have to be in the right mindset. I've seen young boys say, oh man, I got so much power and authority, only because they had a gun in their pocket. Doesn't give you power and authority by no means. I wanted to add that too, real quick. About tomorrow night show is going to be about emotion. Why emotion? Because a lot of people are doing things nowadays out of emotion. Perfect example Dave talked about was the Waffle House shooting. That was emotion that subdued the assailants. Believe that. This guy wasn't trained to do that. But emotion has that kind of power. And the reason why I wanted to pick on that as the issue for us to be able to focus on was because there comes points in time where we must control our emotion. Sometimes you may really have to fight to sustain that control, because emotion has so much power over what is called anatomic action. So anatomic action, the military trains you to have anatomic action so that you just react according to the way you were trained. But if you have not been trained, it's an entirely different concept altogether. So we're going to talk about emotions tomorrow night and how to keep your emotions in control. Because literally, when you're dealing with something like a weapon of any sort, your emotions play a major part. And the sad part about it is that a lot of people don't learn that lesson until after it costs them more than they're willing to pay. But listen, it's a great show, Dave. And those people who had the due diligence to have a pencil and a piece of paper, this is why. There's so much knowledge that he's given you tonight that you're not going to remember it all. You're not going to retain it all. But if you're writing things down, you literally got something that you can go and do your own due diligence on to have personal revelation. I appreciate that. Anytime I sit down and I'm listening to that show, there's good content. I want to be able to take away from some of that so I can add to me. And that's the purpose of Black Talk Radio. All right, Brother Dave, I appreciate the opportunity, man. I'm looking forward to the rest of the show. Let me get in the back row.
Yes, sir. My Brother Dave is so well. Exactly. The emotions of this is more important than anything else because, as Brother David said, the overall firearm is a tool. It's a tool that actually propels a projectile at subsonic or supersonic speed, and anything that it hits that is living, it has the capability to end that overall life, to kill. And that's exactly what it does. It is an indiscriminate tool that just functions. It goes through its nomenclature. Once you squeeze the trigger, it engages the firing mechanism where the hammer falls and the firing pin strikes the back of the casing and hits the back of the casing. And then it ignites the powder inside of the casing, and the powder inside of the casing explodes, and it pushes that projectile, that round. If it's shaped like a razor's, or if it's shaped in a hollow point, or in a ball, or just a piece of steel, it just propels that. That's what it does. So great, great, well said, Brother Davis. Emotions is a very, very important part of this whole thing. It is one of the most critical parts because the person behind the firearm has all of the discretion. So we got a question from Scotty that he wanted to jump in on, and then we'll go to the commercial break. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, you were just talking about new people or young people getting this thrill from using firearms. There was a story I read in the Charlotte Observer, that's Charlotte, North Carolina, about a fad that is becoming increasingly popular in Charlotte. And I really don't know what to think because on one hand, I say it's good that these young people are putting down real guns and picking up paintball guns. Because that's becoming a very, very popular, apparently, according mm-hmm. to this article in Charlotte. And actually, I've even had thoughts of talking to some of my family members on this one piece of land that we have that, you know, it doesn't have any trees on it anymore because they harvested the trees and turning it and opening up like a paintball business. So, but
yes, you should, Scotty.
So, because this guy in Charlotte is making a lot of money from that. But what some of these young people are doing now, again, it's good that they're not using real guns to do this, but they still putting their lives in danger, in my opinion. They're going around mm-hmm. shooting people, doing drive-by shootings on people using paintball guns. Now, again, you know, you're not going to kill anyone with a paintball gun. You could seriously injure them if you hit them in the eye. So I'm saying, you know, that's kind of like I don't know how to feel about that. That's a mixed bag. I appreciate the fact that they putting down the real guns, but then, you know, why is it so thrilling for you to go around scaring people and shooting them with paintball guns? I mean, what do you think about that?
Man, Scotty, I'm glad you brought that up because I got to tell you, it's not a funny story, but it's now. One, the paintball, should you open up that as a business? Absolutely, Scotty. I would definitely do that. Let me know, Scotty, you should. They're very, very profitable, and I think it's a good thing. Like all tactical training, if it's done with reverence for the overall training for defending yourself, then it is a great opportunity to train yourself, your family, and everyone else with the paintballs. And if any of you have ever been shot with a paintball, that thing hurt. oh, does it hurt? You don't have to check to see if you got hit. You know right away once it hits you. Very, very painful, because those balls are coming out pretty darn fast. They're subsonic, but they still have a kick to them, and they hurt. So, yeah, that's great for training. That's something that I wanted our group to graduate to doing some of paintball training. But to talk about what Scotty said, where some people are going around with paintballs and scaring people, well, let me tell you, in Texas, that won't go well. And for those of you that live in Texas, you know what I mean by that. Well, and I say that for this reason. There were some knucklehead kids that was doing that, and I heard what happened was I heard them hold on a second. I had to stop because I didn't want to laugh because it's not funny. But I heard them shoot. I heard them shoot this guy with a paintball because I saw the car come around the corner. And the kids came out, and it was at a Walmart. And they came around the corner on the Walmart, and then they had their paint gun out, and they shot this guy. And the guy was pissed, and they drove off, right? And I heard him, do that. And I looked, and I saw the whole thing. So the knucklehead kids thought it was funny, and they drove off kind of fast, and they tried to go to somewhere else. And I watched them go to they went from the Walmart to the gas station that was connected to the Walmart, and it was going to try that again on this other person who didn't see it. And lo and behold, they didn't know that other person was carrying. And when they brought the gun up out of the overall car, he went straight to his weapon. And luckily the driver saw it, and I can tell that they were scared because the car swerved all crazy and they drove off. And the man said selective words for them, said, because he realized that it was a paintball. Let me tell you, you do that in the wrong places, that will get you blasted on. And I know from the overall way that individual was drawing their weapon, they were very, very efficient. And they were going to let loose, and the driver of that car, because the passenger was reaching over them to do it, and the overall shooter themselves was about to meet their end. He would have got him. And then what would have happened? They would have found out that it was because of a paintball gun. If you in the state of Texas and you do that stupid stuff, or anywhere in the country, you're foolish to do that, but you're stupid to do it. You're an asshat to do it in Texas. You must be from another state and didn't know what happens in Texas. You got away with it with the one guy that didn't see you. But then the guy that did see you, he was about to deal with you. And you weren't ready for the cards he was going to be shooting, the hot rocks that he was going to be shooting. So, yeah, Scotty, that is absolutely dumb. But, you know, young people do stupid things and extremely dangerous. You're going to come across the wrong person at the wrong time. And you're going to bring a paintball gun to a real gunfight. Just like you never bring a knife to a gunfight, you're going to lose. That's don't do that. And for young people that listen, that's and anybody that's doing that that hangs with you, don't hang with them, because you'll be the one that gets hit. Okay? So, but for Scotty with the overall paintball opportunity, man, I say definitely do it. And I would say, Scotty, that would be a great opportunity for your family to actually have tactical training. Because I'm going to tell you, one of the things that paintball actually does is it puts you in a shooting environment, and it teaches you all of the tactics that you need to have in a safer shooting environment compared to when the bullets are hot and they're coming at supersonic speeds, at speed of sound, supersonic and subsonically, and their penetration on. So that's a great opportunity, great, great business. I would definitely, definitely say do it. It is a cash cow, definitely a cash cow. So with that opportunity, I would definitely do. But yeah, that's crazy, Scotty. You're cruising for a bruising. Definitely cruising for a bruising. So let's see if Jenna's there. Jenna, you there? Jenna?
Did you want to chime in? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead, Jenna. I saw you earlier.
Yeah, I had got a long distance call from one of my cousins. Just one of those things that
okay.
When it's time, it happens. So my apologies about that.
No problem, brother.
I wanted to just real quick. I wanted to say this early on before you got into it because I done missed the whole show. My apologies again. Was the right now they're getting ready. They're cutting out the ghost guns. I don't know if anybody's aware of that. I know me and Brother Ross was talking about it, but this is a gun that you can that you kind of sort of build yourself. They put most of the components together, and you drill out certain holes. You know, you have to be efficient, or either have a toolsman to drill these holes out for you, because you can hurt yourself if you're not careful. But these are some of the ways that you could arm yourself if you have a shady past per se, or done some things that the government has not forgiven you for. You could still purchase these kits and produce your own firearms to protect yourself. And since I missed most of the show, I'm just going to leave it at that. Thank you for taking my call, and I apologize again. Thank you.
No. You fine, man. You got to take care of what you got to take care of. So no problem. Thanks, Spirit. Let me tell you, when the proverbial crap hits the fan, everybody is equally on their own. So for those of you that get my drift on that, you know what to do. You know the context that you need to make. There's going to be things in the black market. And protecting yourself is much, much more important at that particular time. So just make sure that you do, and then do the things to make yourself as efficient as you can. Okay? I never advocate people doing anything to harm others and everything else. That's not what this is all about, but I definitely do advocate being able to protect yourself. Very, very important. And that is in case for don't matter what the state says, what the government says, but being able to protect yourself at the opportune time is paramount. That is your absolute unalienable right. So take that for what it is. All right, so we'll jump back into some of the firearms. But if you have any questions or comments, individuals, you have any individual questions about some of the firearms or anything else, I will definitely help you as much as I possibly can. I'm pretty familiar with a lot of them, to most of them. There are some new ones that I'm not familiar about, but I can definitely look them up real quick and take a look at them and see them. And so I'm pretty sure I should be able to find and just give some insight on some of those actual firearms. Do as much research as you possibly can on the firearms. And use the University of YouTube for that. So I want to go back to some other reliable firearms. So we talked about Beretta. We talked about Glock. We talked about CZ, USA, some of the other ones that I think are really, really good. And these are some of my ones that I would definitely highly suggest as a first-time gun user. One of the best-made firearms or best-made pistols. And what Brother Davis was talking about with a pistol is not like a revolver. A revolver is a cylinder. A pistol actually has a magazine that actually feeds in the overall. Each time the weapon is fired, the slide goes back, and it ejects the round that's just been fired. And when it goes back, it kicks the round out, and it slams back forward. And when it's coming back forward, it grabs a new round and places it in the barrel from the magazine for you to actually squeeze the trigger again and engage another round going down range. So that's the nomenclature of how it works. Another great is Walther, Walther, Walther. Man, Walther and the PPQ is probably one of my preferred firearms, the 4-inch or the 5-inch. Now, there's the 4-inch. The 4-inch means it has a 4-inch barrel. Glock has some that are 5-inch barrel, and Beretta has some firearms that are 5-inch barrels. I particularly like 5-inch barrels more than 4-inch barrels, but for concealed carry, you know, it's easier to carry a smaller firearm. But the reason why I like the overall 5-inch barrel is, one, it handles recoil better. It gives a longer sight picture and sight alignment for you to be able to aim a whole lot better. It gives you a longer platform to do that, and it actually maximizes the capability of the round because it's in the barrel just 1 inch longer. And that 1 inch longer gives it another – every time that round rotates, it gets faster, and its overall speed capacity is stronger, or its kinetic energy is increased. So a longer barrel – will actually maximize the technology of the rounds that are being used today. So for me, my battle weapon is a 5-inch long pistol because it's able to stay on target, acquire a target quicker, able to be able to fire and to be able to respond to that, to get one round off and immediately get other rounds behind that in the same trajectory or on the same path as the first one. So very, very efficient. Now, this overall firearm, a Walter PPQ, to me is probably the best firearm on the market right now, platform on the market right now. It's so good as I don't even see how HK was actually made some firearms that is identical to the Walter PPQ. The only thing that they changed is they changed the name. They took Walter off and put HK. Walter Walter's company must have allowed H&K, which is a German company, and Walters is a German company as well, allowed them to do it because, I mean, that's copyright infringement to the max. And HK is one of the best firearm platforms in the world, world-renowned for their overall firearms. Expensive is I don't know what, but definitely the quality of them is great. But this Walters PPQ is probably the best firearm on the market today. Now, every firearm, and the reason why I love this firearm, when I first got it, I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. I actually was about to give it away. But the more I fired it, the more I got used to it. And what I did was I fixed it. There was a little problem with the firearm that I had. The sights were off. So what I did was I adjusted and fixed the sights. Once I adjusted and fixed the sights, perfect. Perfect, 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 perfect. But because the sights were off, everything about with me with that gun was I don't have anything to do with it. And I knew it wasn't my shooting. So I went to right away to, okay, let me fix these sights. I didn't believe that they had actually sighted this gun, because with this gun they actually give you a target to show you that they actually tested the sights on it. Yeah, they did, but they didn't do it from distances that I'm used to doing things at. I don't do things everything close up. So once I fixed the sights, got the sights aligned, had a big smile on my face. The reason why I like this firearm is once you put the actual firearm in your hand, is the most comfortable handgun I've ever had. That and the SIG, for me, every hand is different. Every preference of person is different. This is why when you go acquire a firearm, go to a gun show and actually pick up the overall firearms and put it in your hand. Your hand will tell you which one you naturally like. Then the trigger on this firearm is the best, in my opinion, the best trigger that's made. The sights are perfect. The overall feel of the firearm and how it deals with recoil is phenomenal. Going to cost you a little bit, but worth it. Absolutely worth it. All of the Walters, they have different ones, the CCP or the PPQ. They're all great, great, great firearms in the 9mm. Now, they also have other calibers, 45, 40, and 380. I'm not a big 380 auto fan, especially for the smaller ones with women because of the muzzle flip. Muzzle flip means once the projectile leaves the barrel, as it comes out, it kicks the overall velocity and the gases of it causes the barrel to flip because it comes out and then it kind of just, the gases push the barrel up, so it has something called muzzle flip. The longer the barrel you have, the less muzzle flip you generally have because it's, the weight of the gun is able to deal with the muzzle, with the actual projectile leaving the barrel. So on a 380, has so much muzzle flip on it, particularly for women, that it's not really accurate and it's not really easy to navigate. So that's why I really don't like a 380. And if you're going to use a 380, you know, might as well go to a 9mm with a longer barrel, a 4-inch barrel at the least. So the Walters PPQ, I highly, highly recommend for those of you that haven't, definitely take a look at that. And then there's Smith & Wesson. Smith & Wesson makes some great, great firearms as well. Can't go wrong with that one. Then there's also there's H&K makes great ones, expensive. But the H&K firearms are world-renowned, really, really, really good firearms. Other ones is Springfield Armor, makes good one. Colt makes some good ones. But Smith & Wesson makes some real M&P 9mm shield for concealed carry. They make some good ones there. So does Beretta, so does Glock, and so does Walter CCP. These are smaller barrel ones, weapons that you can carry. They're 3-inch barrels, 3.5-inch barrels, which means you can carry it concealed and in very, very light. The PX Storm Compact is a, oh man, really, really good firearm, but that overall barrel does not twist because it's too short. They didn't make that. I would love to have them to have made that in a twisting barrel. That would have been really, really nice. But it's still really easy to shoot, easy to manage. Yeah, someone said Brother Dave. Yeah, go ahead.
This is Jenna again, and I taught my at the time she was eight, my 8-year-old daughter, how to shoot with a Taurus PT-111 Generation 2 9mm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I think it's 3.5, 3.2 on the barrel length. It's very comfortable, and I have large hands, so it's very comfortable for me, and it's also comfortable for her to shoot also. Have you shot one of those, and what do you think? Because I think that's a very nice concealed carry, especially for a woman, for us too, but for women specifically, because it's not bulky, it's not heavy, and it's a slender fit also. What you think about that, if you shot that before?
Yeah, the PT 11.
Yes, sir. The PT 111.
Yeah, the PT 111. Yeah, yeah. I have shot that. Really, really, really nice firearm. And the trigger on that is really good because the trigger design on it is a little different. The trigger is it doesn't have as much of a curve in it. So yeah, that is really, really, really nice. It's really small. It's a compact, really good firearm to shoot. And yeah, you're doing well with that. You can't go wrong with just some of the reputable companies. Taurus also makes a replica of the 92F, and they do a good job on what they make. And a lot of these overall firearms, but, you know, if you just go with a reputable company, it's going to be really good. Just know some of the nuances because everyone is different. Some of them have this, some of them have that, and those are the things that you would need to learn. But, yeah, that Taurus, that PT, is really, really nice. I like that one. As well, you can't go wrong with it. It's really all about the overall, how it fits with each person. is really what it really comes down to. How it fits in your hand, how you respond to it. That's really, really, really key, because you could change the trigger on it, and there's a lot of different things that you can put on a firearm to make it more personalized for you. So, yeah, I absolutely do like that one, and that's one of the ones that I would definitely prefer. Some of the major manufacturers. Some of the ones that I think that now for some of the exotic ones. And because we're gonna get ready to get out of here, let me get ready to get out of here. Some of the exotic ones, I would say. You remember when Rob called and he said what was Rob? Oh man, I can't. The 5.7. Thank you, Rob. Yes, the 5.7. Now that's a specialty. I absolutely love that platform. That firearm is extremely light, and the trigger is great on it. The only thing is that 5.7 round can be difficult to find, and it can be expensive. And the thing about that 5.7 round is that that's one of the preferred firearms of Secret Service. It will compromise body armor. And if you see those rounds, they look like little missiles. And thanks, Rob, on the 5.7. I've gotten to shoot that, and I didn't pick that one up. But definitely a, man, just a dream to shoot. Super, super easy. And for ladies, they absolutely love that overall firearm in their hand. Loaded and unloaded as well, because it fits very, very well. So, all right, everyone, listen, let me see. Yeah, go ahead. Was that Rob?
I was just going to say, is there any significance to having two pistols in your hand while shooting?
Two pistols in your hand?
While you're shooting.
You mean one in your left hand and one in your right hand? Just make sure that the director pays you when they say cut. That crap is only good for the movies. Because how you gonna see your sights with two guns shooting at one? No, don't do that. That's horrible, horrible, horrible tactics, shooting tactics. And there is no benefit to that. Be able to. I'm going to tell you that now. There are some firearms. There is actually a .45 that actually has two barrels in it on one platform, one gun.
Hey, Dave, but that happened to me, man. That actually happened to me. This has been like maybe 30 years ago, maybe not even that long. I'm in the streets doing stuff the street people do. And this dude didn't like my prices, so he going to call himself going to rob me, right? And so he jumps out the car, man. With 225s and holding them up in the air at an angle like he on some kind of movie or something, man. I actually took a step toward this dude and was about to tackle him. And then the police came. Well, they wasn't coming to us, but a police officer came, sat in the middle of the road, looked at us, and this dude standing there with two guns up in the air above his head at an angle, gonna call himself robbing me. And then the cop, you know, just did a U-turn and went up the street, man. And then the dude jumped in his car and sped off. But I was actually about to tackle this dude, man.
Wow. Yeah, that is, and I know Rob is funny, you know, Rob
but
funny.
But
no,
when he
said
that,
no benefit
though,
to that.
When he said that, he just brought back that memory.
That was a very rational question.
Yeah. And no, none whatsoever. The keys, the fundamentals to shooting. Now, when you get real, real good with shooting, that is some competition, dog and pony show stuff that you do. But when it comes to learning the proper way to shoot, Hollywood, anything you see on Hollywood is completely wrong. I don't know how many times I've seen out of L.A., some gangsters out of L.A. always take their gun and point it, you know, trying to look cool with it, point it like up over their head, turn it upside down, and start to shoot. I remember one guy doing that in L.A., doing that with the sheriff's department, shooting at them from a distance. You can't see your target or anything else. And what did the sheriffs do? They popped them from a block away with a 9mm. You know why? Because they watched their sights. Real shooters do real shooting have real shooting tactics. People that know don't know. Those gun owners become gun donors. And he shot 5 or 6 times, and they didn't even budge on him. There's no way in the world you're going to hit anything. So what did they do? Now, you can actually, they were able to interdict him because they knew about shooting and he didn't. Now, for Rob's point, you can either shoot with one eye open or one eye closed or both eyes open. You just have to learn how to do it. Now, shooting with both eyes open now is something that I particularly prefer. I was taught to shoot with one eye closed. I never close any eye. But to be able to shoot now, but you have to train yourself to be able to shoot with both eyes open. It's a different you have to first learn how to shoot with one eye closed. And then once you get really good at that, keeping two eyes open in shooting has its benefit. Here's the benefit with that. Your overall peripheral vision is still available to you. With one eye closed, you get tunnel vision. And you actually are promoting tunnel vision. And with shooting, you don't want tunnel vision. You want to be able to assess all of your threats around you. Two eyes open, not two guns up, Rob. So, no, don't do that. Not good. So, all right, everyone, we're going to get ready to get out of here. We ran a little late because Rob wanted to be a gangster, into a movie gangster in the show. He wanted to inject that into the show. Rob, you're crazy. Much love, much respect. Okay, everyone, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And Wise Wednesday tomorrow, come with your pen and papers. Otis said, two-fisted shooters. Much love, much respect. Brother Braggs, if you be so kind to chime us out of here, we will catch you all later tomorrow. Wise Wednesday. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace, Dave. I don't know if you hear me. I'm in the Jeep, Dave. I was on the way to the house.
Okay, definitely. Give me a call. Peace, peace.
All right, I will.
All right, good night, everyone. We'll talk to you later.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up in the months leading up to the military intervention.